Blog Talk Radio.
Unmarket Your Business, the podcast, born out of the need to share strategies and techniques that really work to market your business. Think yellow page ads and cold calls are your only choices? That's so last century. You're about to learn tested, tried and true marketing techniques you can apply and master, ones that feel authentic instead of salesy, strategies that are true to who you are and how you want to present yourself to your ideal clients. Let's join our host, Carol Joyce Dunlop, in the studio now and allow business success to move forward. Hey, everyone. It is Carol Joyce Dunlop. How are you doing? I am so flippin' excited today, woo-hoo, because I got six of my best buds on the line waiting to show you the way to make your business successful. You hear me? Successful with an S and lots of zeros behind it in 2017. Now, let's see. I know we got a lot. We got six guests on the line. Some of them got to leave right away, so we're going to bring them on so they can start the learning. But before we do, I promised you that I had something special for you. I even sent out a second email to my list. I hope they don't slap me because I only sent out one a day, you know, leading up to the summit and all that, and I had to get this information out. I had to tell you. So I woke up this morning, and I just immediately knew I had this feeling that someone had been praying for me. And I'm almost going to cry saying this right now. I just had that feeling that someone was praying for me, and it woke me up out of my sleep, my 2 a.m. issue, my 2 a.m. problem. And it was really, it really made me feel totally awesome. So I was talking with someone on Facebook earlier, and she said, Carol, I was thinking about you today, and here you come across my news feed. And I told her about someone praying for me, and she was like, wow. So I don't know. I think it was all of y'all out there. I don't think it was just one person because it was like the presence of God was right there. So, whew, that was powerful. Giving me chills right now. So what I did was I took that energy and I kind of passed it on to you guys. So what I've done, I know we're talking about the summit. We're going to be talking to the presenters, some of the presenters who are on the summit, and you're going to get some great information. But the information doesn't, the learning is not going to stop with the summit itself. The learning is going to continue. And I want you to help me help you continue the learning by signing up for the All Access Pass. And there's a coupon that I have available just today. It's SAVE20, save 20. So normally it's $97 to upgrade so you can get all the recordings. You can listen on your own and all that good stuff. But today only you can save $20, so it's only $77. So right now, well, when you get through listening to this, not right this second because the coupon is all day, you can go to csicorporation.com/summit, see what the summit is all about. At the bottom of the page, it'll tell you how you can upgrade because I want you to actually get on the summit. The summit is actually free. 5 days, 15 presenters, got six of them here, lots of learning, lots of information. But if you enter that coupon because you want to continue your learning, it's SAVE20. So without any further ado, I am going to start talking to my best buds in the world. And number one up is June Klein. What's up, June?
I'm your best bud in the world? Girl.
You are, honey child.
I'm so excited. And I just have to tell you, I'm praying to you every day. My prayer is,
oh,
Lord, help her. What has this girl got herself into? Help her, Lord. Lord of mercy. My grandmother used to say that, Lord of mercy. So
Lord of mercy.
There
mine,
you
mine
have
too.
It.
Yeah, well, thank you. I felt it. I felt it. Well, I want you to tell everyone about you, what you do, who you serve, and what is it that you bring to this world. And I also want you to share with our audience one unmarketing tactic that you use to market your business.
Okay.
Okay.
Hold
on a second. I hear some rumbling, you guys. Everybody's unmuted, so I want quiet in the studio, please, because our audience is trying to learn. Thank you. All right, June, go ahead.
Quiet on the set, please. I am sitting so still in my car because I just stepped out from another meeting, and I'm doing fine. I am the Southern sassy and savvy Harley riding humorist, which means what I bring to the table is what I discovered is the ROI of LOL, which means the return on investment of laughing out loud. But what I'm talking about is when you initiate the laughter. And in my workshops, I ask people, do you initiate laughter? And some people don't. So it's just interesting of the way laughter has affected our being funny, especially in our families, our family history, our humor history makes a difference in whether we're open or closed, aggressive, passive, humor pointed in, pointed out, what your style is. I have comedic styles that I put my attendees through, whether it's a keynote or a workshop or one-on-one. We need to know what your background is and how you feel about humor because it makes a difference. So I forgot all your questions that you asked up front, but that's who I am. And
you answered them?
You
did, except for one, but I'll get to that in a minute.
Okay. Oh, no. Now I've got to fret over which one I didn't answer. The one, I looked at a timeline of my life and realized one day that, oh, my gosh, every promotion, every advancement that I had made and some dear, dear friends came out of something I said funny at a strategic moment. And I didn't realize that I did that on purpose. And as I started to analyze that, that's where the ROI of LOL came from. And now I teach that to others. And, oh, I know what it is. My market, my prime market is free through posts, menopausal women, and the people who love them. I can make them lose fluids. I'm just saying.
I know. You hit that right on the target because we were talking before and you said how you – I had presented in front of a bunch of businessmen, accountants, I think you said, or lawyers or something.
Right.
And you were, saying
engineers.
There you go. There, some type of information like that. They just looked at you kind of crazy, like, huh? So you know, we have to know who we serve. We have to know who gets us, who wants us to be in front of them. So I applaud you for doing that. Now, what is one unmarketing technique that you use to actually market your business?
IMOs. You know about my IMOs.
I do, but everyone else, no one else does.
Well, IMOs stands for idiot moments. And what I discovered is if we will take some goofy thing that happened to us that was less than a stellar moment and we talk about it strategically and even wrap our service, our widget, our product, whatever it is around that, then we get the three R's, recognition, respect, and reward. That's what comes with the ROI of LOL, recognition, respect, and reward.
Cool.
So in other words, tell, especially if you have something goofy, like you told that story about forgetting to put on your shoes and you were standing in front of your audience in your flip-flops or your bunny slippers or something, whatever that was. And
yeah,
that
was my driving
shoe. To them immediately. You see what I'm talking
and
about?
And I actually showed them. I actually showed them because I got up that morning to make this speech in front of these high school kids of all people because my husband and I had sponsored this group of this school. We were sponsored at the school, and when I had to go out there and talk to them, it was career day or something. So I was in, if you guys can imagine, I was in my two-piece best blue suit. I had my stockings on. I had my, you know, four-inch heels, and my hair was all done, makeup and everything. Drove to the place, got out, and realized I had left my four-inch heels at home, and all I had was my ratty-looking shoes that I drive in all the time. And I had to go in looking like that, and immediately I was like, let's just address the elephant in the room. It's in my shoe, you know. So they just fell out laughing. We had a great time, and I didn't even care after that. I was like, just look at me from the knees up. There you go.
See, that's perfect. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm selling. And just so you know, my website is June Klein, CLINE.com. That's JuneKlein.com because I know I'm going to have to run here in a minute. But just wanted to – what else? Did I answer all the other questions? What else do you need from me, girl?
You did perfect. You are right on time, and we will excuse you out of here. So thank you so much, because I know you're running between stuff. You are just so daggum busy. But thank you for the prayers and the support and everything. You've been wonderful. You've been absolutely wonderful. I know that's right. And you guys have to tune in to the summit. You have to tune into the summit, and you can go there right now, csicorporation.com/summit, and you will. June is actually on the summit, and she's talking about the ROI of LOL, and we go through the whole thing of what this is about, what it means, and how you can infuse humor into your speeches so you can make more money. So thank you very much, June.
Thank you.
All right, be careful out there. I know you're in your car. All right, next up, as I said on the summit, I think I'm in 20,000 businesses with this woman, and I've only known her for a little over 3 years, I think. But if someone can make that much of an impression on you in just a little under 3 years, I think they deserve everything that you can give to them. Anita Henderson, what is going on, my dear friend?
Honey, you know everything is going on. I should be asking you that question. You're wearing 20 different hats, and I'm impressed.
Oh, well, thank you. Hey, what is it that Spider-Man said? You know, he said something about to whom much is given, much is required, or something like that. He didn't say it, but it was a quote in there. And that's
somebody
why I
said it, but I don't think it was Spider-Man. But hey,
no, it wasn't Spider-Man. He said it inside his movie. But I take that. And I thank you for coming on board. So let everyone know who you are, because I got some stories to tell about you. I won't tell them all today, but let everyone
well, we
know who
have
you
time.
Are.
We don't have time for you to tell all the stories you know about me. Well, first of all, I'll say thank you for inviting me to be a guest on the Unmarket Your Business podcast. I'm so excited that you're doing this among the 12,000 other things you're doing right now. Always impressed with you. And I am Anita Henderson. I'm known as the author's midwife, for those of you who don't know. And that's through my one-on-one coaching practice at writeyourlife.net. And through that practice, I help entrepreneurs and professionals, speakers and coaches to write and publish award-worthy books, because I know so many people have so much good stuff, juicy knowledge and experience that they want to share. But I take my clients past just the writing of the book and help them develop strategies to leverage that book in their business and in their career. And in addition to that, I am co-creator and instructor with Write Books That Sell Now, which is an online course for aspiring authors to help them produce high-quality books. And I also co-host a podcast of the same name, Write Books That Sell Now. So I'm excited to be here.
I'm getting tired just listening. No, I'm kidding.
Don't even go there.
I know. It's so much fun to have you on, Anita. Thank you so much for being here. So what is one unmarketing thing that you are doing to market your business?
Well, having been hanging out with you for the last 3 years, there are several unmarketing strategies I'm doing right now, because all of your stuff has just rubbed off on me, and I've learned so much from you, Carol. But one of the things I'm doing right now is serving as president of an organization. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes we decide to network with business mm-hmm. groups or groups that target our specific audience. But I've taken it to another level, and I know you have too, and we know that you get out of any organization what you put into it. And so I put about 3 years into being a member of the board of directors, and this year I'm serving as the president of a women's business networking organization called ProWin, Professional Women's mm-hmm. Information Network, here in Metro Atlanta. And I'm thrilled, I'm honored, I'm excited, and I'm using this president role as an unmarketing strategy, because I know that it takes me beyond just networking with people, but it also puts me in the spotlight. It helps me boost my visibility and build advocates for my business and my brand, and I'm not so much stuck on, and I advise people to think about this when you're networking, and especially when you are taking on a leadership role in an organization, don't be so focused on getting clients, right,
mm-hmm.
from the people
right.
you network with. think more in terms of building advocates and building your brand and building your visibility. Because the more people engage with you and know what you're about and do what Carol always says, know, like, and trust you, they're more likely to refer you to qualified leads for your business.
Exactly, exactly. And I want everyone to know that my book that is coming out in March, and it's called Unmarket Your Business, same name as the podcast, 10 Ways for Savvy Entrepreneurs to Stand Out, Stop Struggling, and Start Profiting. In that book, one of the chapters is Run for President, and it talks about the journey that you can take with your business and your credibility, your visibility, and how you can move up the ranks in an organization to becoming president to actually make your business just explode. And I'm sure, Anita, I mean, you just got into the position, you know, the beginning of January, but I know you're going to see great things happening with your business as we go along, because people look at the president of, like, anything as a wow thing, like, wow, you did that. You are the ruler, sort of, kind of.
Kind of, sort of.
Well,
certainly the front person. You're the face.
Yeah.
You're the face and the voice of the organization, along with the other support team that you have. So it truly is an honor. And, yeah, I learned that on marketing strategy from you, Carol.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. Oh, I'm so happy. And on the summit, you're actually going to be talking about, what is that title? I love that title. So you have to say it.
Get off your assets and write your book. So many professionals
exactly.
are sitting on their assets. And Carol and I on the summit talk about some of those assets that you're sitting on, some of those valuable traits and knowledge that you have that you could be sharing with other people to serve them and to boost your expert status, because we always encourage people to be an author, be an expert, and be amazing. And you can only do that when you identify your assets and get off your assets and write your book. So that's what we talk about in the summit.
Well, actually, I took Anita's advice, and I got off my assets and wrote my book. So, hey, we learn from each other.
Yay.
It's all about sistership. It's all about sistership.
That's right.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you so much, Anita. We need to give us your website so that people can go there and see more about what you're up to.
If you're interested in learning more about my coaching practice, you can go to writeyourlife.net, writeyourlife.net. And if you're interested in the online course I mentioned, you can go to writebooksthatsellnow.com.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Anita. I appreciate it. Now, I want everyone who's listening to know that if we have time when I get through the rest of these people, we're going to take your questions, because I see two callers are on the line right now, area code 718 and area code 267. So if you have questions, we'll definitely try to get to them in just a little bit. So just hang in there. But next up, and I'm going off the promotion thing that I did so I can keep everybody in line, Pamela Alexander, how are you doing today, lady? She might be on mute. Pam, are you on mute? Okay, Pam, I'm going to come back to you. So, LaGenia, what's going on, LaGenia?
Hi, can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. I think Pam may be on mute, but when you can come back in, just kind of say, hey, I'm here, and we'll bring you on next. LaGenia, my spiritual friend in motion, what is happening today?
Oh, my goodness. I'm super, super excited. Thank you for inviting me to be a part of your Unmarket Your Business podcast. And I am so excited to join you on the Business Success Summit. So thank you.
Yes. Oh, quite welcome. I mean, it wouldn't be the same without you, because you and I, we talk a lot. And I want you guys to know that LaGenia and I think we've known each other a little over a year, maybe a year and a half or so. And we started out as like a client, you know, relationship like that. And it's transferred, I think, into a mentor, mentee, client, colleague, friend, spiritual advisor, consultant, kick yourself in the butt type of, I don't know what our relationship is, but I love it and I'm keeping it going. And just appreciate you so much. I just want to know. So, LaGenia, you're one of the faith-based presenters that we have on the summit, and I'm very, very, very excited to have you on here. So tell everybody, you know, who your audience is, who you serve, and what do you bring to the table, and then what is one unmarketing piece that you do with your business to get the word out there?
Awesome, awesome. Well, the feelings are mutual, and thank you so much for those kind, generous words. But as
thank
a spiritual life coach and a speaker and an author, I really consider myself, Kyle, to be blessed, to be called to serve and to empower women to live on purpose. And oftentimes that requires transformation, because we don't get into our fullness, our full calling, or our full potential without changing, without growing, without transforming our lives. And we know the change is not easy. And so as a coach, I work with women on a one-on-one. I also have group coaching services. As a spiritual advisor, mentor, and trainer, I have a school of prophetic ministry, because I do believe that God is always speaking, and it's our responsibility to be able to hear his voice and to discern his voice and to receive the downloads and the instructions and guidings that he is always prompting to lead us into a prosperous life, a life of abundance. And so I do that through various mediums online. And that's one of the reasons why I'm so excited to be joining this fabulous, awesome group of business owners and women entrepreneurs, because we are the fastest growing business owners in America. And so God is in business, and he's online. How about that?
How about that? He is on the line and online, so we can download.
Yes.
I love that. Download what God has given for you, what he's put out there for you. I love that.
Yes.
So I know you're part of the Unmarketing Nation. So what is an unmarketing tactic that you are using right now to market your business that no one would think like,
Well, here's the great news. Carol, you have really extended me an arm of support, as you know, in all of those roles that you just previously mentioned, consulting, you know, my digital consultant, advisor, coach, mentor, you helped me to step out of one level onto the next level, which is live streaming via Facebook. I think that is the greatest medium that we have. It's free, and you can reach the masses in a matter of seconds.
In a matter of seconds,
you can reach thousands of people. And there is no greater way that I am experiencing in expanding and enlarging my base so that I can serve more people, equip more people, and train more people. So for me, that's unmarketing my business, because prior to our relationship, video live streaming was not something that I was quite yet comfortable with. But, you know, that's yesterday news. I'm about to take it to a whole another level in 2017.
I know, that's right. That is yesterday. That's so last century, I'm saying. You know, because if Facebook has, they have commercials, and you know how much commercials cost to produce. Facebook has commercials about how to do live. Then you get on there, all you do is push this, all you do is blah, 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 and you can go live with your friends. If they have put so much money into this, why not use it? You know what I'm saying? Why not use it? So I applaud you for recognizing that, for doing that, and for getting out there, because I don't know if you guys know, because Miss Eugenia Trailblazer Rucker, she is powerful. And on the summit, oh, my God, it was just power, power, power raining down. When we did our session, I got chills. I really and truly, honest to God, got chills, because that was actually the first time we had done a live stream at all. I had to coach you through it, but
right.
She came on inside of 30 seconds. She was like, boom, I'm ready. What do I need to do? Okay, we're doing this. And she got into her thing. You know how the preachers are up on stage? You know, they come up, they're up in the pulpit. And, you know, they come greetings and all that. And they get through that and boom, they're in their stuff. Eugenia's in her stuff. So you will see when you go to the summit and she comes on, and it is power, reigning power. So, Eugenia, I thank you. I thank you for your trust. Most of all, because I know it was one of those things where I don't really want to do this. I don't even know what you're talking about. But I will go ahead and try it out, and you just blew it out of the park. I love it. I love it. So let everyone know how they can get in touch with you and where you are online so that they can seek you out and find you.
Sure. Please visit with me at DivineDestinyInstitute.com. Once again, Divine Destiny, DestinyInstitute, Institute.com. And I just really have a free, you know what, Cal? I have a free gift when people visit me at DivineDestinyInstitute.com. Thank you so much, Cal. Love you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Uh-oh, I see that Pamela had to drop off for a second. It could be a connection issue, but I know she is going to be back. Let me just let you know about our Pamela Alexander. She is the owner of BizLinks. Her website is www.bizlinks.com, and she and I had a rousing conversation about video. I mean, she is a video. She's a video person. They get you on video, on TV and stuff like that. So it was awesome. So she's going to be on the summit talking about the different ways you can use video in your business. You're not going to want to miss that. And, again, if you go to www.csicorporation.com/summit, you can get all the details. And remember, today only, if you want to upgrade, and I strongly suggest that you do, because – you're going to miss some of these wonderful women, because we're going to have three sessions a day, and they're only live for 24 hours, and then they're gone back into the vault. And if you don't want to miss the learning and want to make the learning continue, you need to go ahead and upgrade. And today only, you can save $20. All you have to do is put in SAVE20 when you're checking out, and you will save $20. So instead of $97, it's only $77. So I'm going to move right ahead to Leah Gavin. Leah, are you there? Uh-oh, where's my people?
I'm here. Leah? I'm here. I just had you on mute. Can you hear me?
I figured. Yes, I can hear you. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. And I am just so happy that you're doing this. And I'm so happy that you allowed me to be a part of it, because I think it's one of those things that, for anybody who takes advantage of it, they're going to get nugget after nugget after nugget from each one of the speakers. I've been writing notes.
Yes.
I'm going to the other speakers' web pages because I want to get some of their stuff too. So
yes.
I'm sure that your audience is going to be blessed.
Yes, definitely, definitely. And you are one of the other faith-based entrepreneurs that I have on the summit. And I want to say that I would be remiss if I didn't put faith-based entrepreneurs there, because I'm a Christian. I don't go around shouting it to everybody all the time. I try to let my actions speak for who I am and let people know that, hey, she might be a Christian. You know, I like Christians like that. You don't have to tell me you're a Christian for me to know you're a Christian, right? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, Leah, you were awesome, awesome, awesome. So tell us about your business, who you serve, and give us one unmarketing tip that you do with your business that people would not think about how you market.
Absolutely. Well, and I'll go back to that comment you said about the faith-based. And when mm-hmm. I started my business, people asked me if I wanted to literally, you know, put that out front, or if I wanted to kind of leave it in the background and let them discover it as we went along. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to put it up front and center. Not that
mm-hmm.
I don't believe my walk should show, you know, that I'm a Christian, but I also just felt like Christians were being put on the back burner in business,
right,
and in society. Like, if we said what we believed, we were, you know, discounting somebody else. And so I just felt like, you know what, I'm going to put it up front and center. And if you're on the same page with me, great, we can have dialogue. If you want to have conversation about it, then we can have dialogue. I'm good with it, but at least you know where I'm coming from, right?
Exactly, so, exactly, yeah.
So for me, I consider myself a financial stewardship champion, and I work as a personal money mastery coach for my clients. And where
mm-hmm.
that came from, I spent 17 years in the investment and financial services industry. And what I found that was missing when I was working for corporate America, and even when I was seeking help for myself, I found that what was missing was being able to have that conversation to be able to blend logically and emotionally and spiritually your faith and your finances together. You know,
right, right.
When I was struggling with money, you know, in my early 20s and trying to figure out how to rebuild my credit and get my life together, I went to a credit counseling organization, and the first thing they said was, well, you're spending too much money. Let's see where we can cut your budget. And the first thing they wanted to cut was my tithes and offering. And I was like, no, I'm out. That's not going to work.
Yeah.
So, you know, so when I started working with clients for myself as a financial advisor and putting together financial plans, we ended up coming back to that conversation. But, again, that wasn't something that is across the board mainstream. So I decided the way I would make that work is to start my own business. And that's when I started my business. It's money, wisdom, and faith. And I just help people have that conversation about all three of those things, how they really, really do work together beautifully. And you can be a believer, and you can talk about the abundance of God, and you can tithe, and you can give, and you can plant seeds, and it doesn't make you kooky or woo-woo, or it doesn't have to go against the financial industry. There's a way to do both. And so that's my business. And who I serve particularly is women, because what I found for women, a lot of times the conversation about money can be paralyzing. You know, a lot of us didn't grow up in households where people talked about money around the dinner table. So we went through a trial and error process, or there was a silence about money. Like it didn't really matter, or if you wanted some, you were bad. If, you know, if you wanted more, it was a bad thing. It wasn't Christian-like. Or if you had too much, then you were being greedy if you didn't give it away. You know, it, there's just all these hang-ups attached to money. Because women have, you know, we live longer than men. A lot of times we're caring for other family members, not just our immediate family and our kids, but we're taking care of aging parents, or a lot of times women now are taking in other family members' kids who, you know, for tragic reasons they're not being cared for. So there's a lot of financial responsibility that falls on women. And we have such a tendency to put ourselves last and put everybody else first. So for me, my conversation was, how do I talk to women about money and meet them where they are? Because nobody gets to, you know, to their 20s, 30s, 40s without having some financial pitfalls. Just being really transparent about it, to say we all make mistakes. And when we know better, we can do better. And here's how we can just be really okay with the fact that God wants to be involved not just in your spiritual life and your salvation, but he wants to be involved in your finances. And it's not about giving money away. It's about honoring him.
True. So true. Oh, I love that. See, that's why I have you on the summit. And I know you go into so much more of that, because I was really fascinated when you did your presentation about tithing and how tithers overall make more money in the long run, and how you can tithe at any money level. Because I know I've grown up, you know, tithing and learning about tithing and all the information that comes with, you know, if you're a Christian, you know about tithing, and you know the, the conversation around it. So people have, you know, different attitudes about it or whatever. But when you're a believer, you do what you're supposed to do. That's just it. Like anything that you really, really, really truly believe in, you just do what you got to do, and you keep on rolling, and we don't have time to be making, you know, adjustments or mistakes or like, oh, well, whatever. But you just put the rubber to the road about tithing and made it just sound like, okay, all right. You know, it sounded like a business decision. It wasn't just some like woo-woo thing out there. So I appreciate that. So what is one unmarketing tactic that you use to actually market your business?
Well, I'll say, actually, I've got two for you. One is tied to what one of your previous speakers just said about having a book. The power of having a book is amazing. It opens doors for you that you could not have opened before. And so what I would say to your audience is that if they've got a concept, if they've got an idea, don't shy away from writing that book. It is easier today than ever to be able to get your book done and published and have a piece of information, a product that you can deliver. So sometimes I'll use my book for book sales at events, but sometimes I'll use it as a door opener, and I'll give it as a it's a business card, and I'll put a note in it to someone that I think I need to have an entryway with. The other thing I'll say is, you know, as you're starting out and you're trying to find venues and platforms and you're trying to get known, make your own stage. So before people started inviting me to be on their stage, I just made my own stage. So I just had small groups at coffee shops and bookstores and, you know, Christian bookstores and that sort of thing, or online meetup groups. So if you don't have a stage that you can get on for somebody else, build your own stage. Don't be afraid of that. Start where you are. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I love that. So what is your website, and how can people get in touch with you?
Absolutely. My website is the same as my business name. It's moneywisdomandfaith.com. It's all spelled out, no tricky acronyms or abbreviations. It's www.moneywisdomandfaith.com. So you can go onto my site, sign up to be a part of my group. There's a free gift. There's an audio gift that's attached to it, and you can see more information about how to get in touch with me.
Great, Leah. Thank you so much. And I want you guys to be on the lookout for Leah's summit presentation, because it will rock you. I'm telling you, it's awesome, the information. So thank you so much, Leah. So last but not least, last but not least is Benicia. What's up, Benicia?
Hey, Carol.
Hey. I want to let everyone know just really quickly. I know we're coming down, probably got about 30 minutes or so. When we get finished speaking with Benicia, if you have questions and you're on the line and you're hanging on right now, we will be able to take your questions. So don't go anywhere. Just kind of hang out. But anyway, Benicia, so good to have you here. I'm so glad that you could make it. Benicia was a late addition to the summit. And if you've seen any of my Facebook Lives, and I've been promoting all week long, I did say that I actually gave up my spot on the summit, since you guys see me in every presentation anyway, because I'm introducing people, gave up my spot on the summit because I had to get Benicia in here, because she is another Christian-based entrepreneur. And it's so funny how all y'all ended up on the same podcast at one time. I was trying to spread you out, but God said, no, y'all are going to all be together, and that power is going to go out. So that's going to be it. But Benicia really helped me to create the theme for this summit, get clear on what that was, and the theme is taking over, isn't it, Benicia? People are relating to this like, wow, wildfire. So I want you to please introduce yourself, tell everyone who you serve, what you do, and how you help people out.
Well, thank you very much, Carol. And I'll say right before I introduce myself that is the power of clarity. When you really be clear about your message and your audience and how you want to show up, then you start to see everything fall into place, and it's so much more powerful. There is power in clarity and precision. And so that's what you're seeing now, Carol, is that clarity that came, and you are able to get this out there, and it's so much more powerful. You're able to make such a bigger impact. So I'm super excited I was able to be a part of that. But I am Benicia Ponder. I am a business strategist and mentor, and I'm the founder of prosperinyourpurpose.biz. And my main aim and mission is to help women entrepreneurs to gain both spiritual and financial freedom as they are unleashing their God-given gifts. And what I mean by spiritual and financial freedom is that you are not only fulfilling and living out that purpose for which God has called you, but you're also reaping the rewards that come with that. A lot of times we like to separate purpose and prosperity, but I combine the two. It's purpose and, it's not an either or proposition. It's an and, purpose and prosperity. And when you fully begin to get clear about what your purpose is and you walk in that purpose with confidence, then you're going to see not only that you have a more powerful impact, but you have a more abundant income. So that's really what I do on a daily basis, and we'll talk about it in the summit, those three C's, the clarity, the confidence, and the cash flow. But really, I really spend time with entrepreneurs to get clear on what their calling is, what their gifts are, how they can use them. I help them to build a confidence to share their gifts in a powerful way. And then we create multiple streams of income so that you can see some consistent cash flow coming in to your business, so you can have that lifestyle that you really want.
Exactly. And you helped me so much, like I said, in the clarity piece. because when we were talking on the session that we were on, you were nodding. You were like, yeah, yeah, okay. And we got to a point, I think we were about maybe 45 minutes in or so. You were like, well, Carol, why did you come on this thing? You know everything. Not in a snotty way. You did not do that in a snotty way. I want to tell people. You were very tender and loving. And you said, well, you know all this stuff. What's going on? What can I really help you with? And I was really at a loss because, you know, I just knew I had it going on. I knew I was thebomb.com, and I was like, yeah, you know, she is validating me. If anything, I told you, I was like, if anything, you are validating that what I'm doing is good, that what I'm doing is working. And then you asked me that one question saying, what do you, you know, what is the total theme of this summit? What do you want people to get out of it overall? And I was like, business success. And you were like, that's not good enough, Carol. You know, you can go down the street and buy a book and it'll say business success. What else do you want? What is concrete that these people can walk away with? And together for the rest of the session, we worked it out that, you know, I want everyone to follow me. And, you know, I'm on my way to making 100K in 2017. I'm on this journey. I've got all of you all these women who are on the summit who are helping me. And everybody provides a piece of the puzzle. And so when we came up with that, it was like, woo! You know, I was seeing the confetti flying down and, you know, the gunshots were going off. It was just amazing. And people are really are responding to that. So I wanted to thank you for that, because I'm telling you, she will help you. She will help you get clear. If y'all are foggy out there in any kind of way, Benicia will help you get clear, because she's so quiet and she's so, like, powerful. And then she stings, like, what? Okay, Benicia, I got it. So I just wanted to let you know. I do tickle you. So what is – go ahead. I'm sorry, what did you say?
No, because that's what people don't realize is that when you get clear and when you understand where you're going, it attracts so many other people because they can resonate. If you just say business success, people are like, what does that really mean? You know, business success means something to me that it doesn't mean to you. But when you really get down and say, this is why I'm doing this, this is what I want you to get out of it, the people who are attracted to that are going to raise both of their hands and say, yes, I want in.
Yes.
And that's what you want. You want to repel those people who it's not for, because you'll get a lot of people. You may get a lot of people that say business success. They're not going to buy from you because they don't really want your type of business success, right? But they'll come in just to look around and see. But when you get really specific, you're going to attract your ideal client who really want to buy from you. Yeah.
Exactly, exactly. Now, what is one unmarketing tactic that you use to get your business out there and for people to know who you are?
Well, one of those, and Carol, I enlisted you in this one, and we're going to talk about it a little bit more next week after you get your get the summit under the way. But really to create brainstorming mastermind pods where a group of like-minded people support each other and share. And we're creating a pod for social media visibility and things of that nature. One of the things you will notice in the big name people who are blowing it up on social media, they have a core group of people who support them everywhere they go. Anytime they're on social media, whether it's on Periscope or Facebook Live, they're having people in, typing in comments, hearting it up, chatting it out. And so it's not by accident. It's not that they just come on and hope that people are going to be there to support them, right? They come on knowing, I have this core group of 10 people who are going to be there when I press go live. They're going to be there supporting. Now, that drives other people, and they say, oh, wow, if they have this many, I want to come in. Because, you know, it's monkey see, monkey do. So people are going to come in and jump on the bandwagon. But it all starts when you're intentional about having that support. And so that's one of the things that I'm doing this year specifically, in addition to the videos, in addition to various online and offline marketing, I'm seeing they're intentional about developing that core group of support where when I say I'm going to go live, then I have 10 other people who are going to say, yes, I'm going to be there, and I'm supporting them in the same way. It's a reciprocal type of thing. So I'm in a couple of pods. I'm in an Instagram pod. I'm in a Facebook Live pod. I'm in different mastermind groups and things of that nature. Having that internal support to show up at everything you do is amazing. And I'm even in some groups that do that with live events. So anytime I have a live event, there's somebody they're going to be a group of people that are going to be there no matter what. If I only have those 15 people in the room, that I'm not going to be talking to an empty room. But it pushes you up. It gives you more confidence and helps you to have that whole viral effect, if you will.
I love that. I love that. And I can't wait to get involved in that with you. Benicia, go ahead and give us your web address, because I see that Pamela has joined us again, and we're going to get her on before we leave out of here. So go ahead and give us your website so we can finish up.
Cool. Yeah, so if you want to find out more about Prosper in Your Purpose and in our community, go over to prosperinyourpurpose.biz. prosperinyourpurpose.biz, and what I have waiting there for you is a special business prosperity checklist, and you can take that and see where you need to most give your attention to in your business. So prosperinyourpurpose.biz.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Benicia. I appreciate you so much. Okay, we're going to bring Pamela on. Pam, can you hear me?
Carol, can you hear me?
I can. Awesome. Yay. I'm so glad you made it back. I did give your website out and stuff because I didn't know if you could come back. But, hey, the technology part, you know how the technology piece goes sometimes.
Look,
oh, my God.
Carol, you should see me over here. I've got two different headphones in my ears. You know, thank goodness I have a backup USB mic. I'm on the phone as well.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta love technology.
You know. Gotta love technology, honey. I'm telling you, I'm so glad. Oh, I am so glad you're back on here, and I'm so glad we can talk, because you're my buddy, you know. You're my buddy. All y'all on the summit are my absolute best buds. But Pamela, you know, because we just talk tech. We talk to each other, and people just kind of leave the room. They're like, I don't even know what you're saying. So let me just
The eyes glass over.
I know. So why don't you tell everyone what your business is, who you serve, and what you bring to the table.
Okay, love to. Hi, everyone. I'm Pamela Alexander. Our business is BizLinks TV Network, and I'm taking the headphones out of my ear now. BizLinks TV Network, and what we do is we provide an online video platform for businesses to help them get their content out there. So many businesses have great content, but they just don't know how to reach the masses. So we help them expose their business to the world. We do it through video podcasting, be the best definition for most people to understand. And then we also help them with their video marketing and, of course, other technology tools that they need to help them really build their business to be successful using technology. And to answer who we serve, you know, the small businesses, I have a passion for small businesses and entrepreneurs and associations, but we really help all size businesses because it is about getting your information out there. But our passion is the small business, helping them learn how to use technology to compete with the bigger companies and really how to have their voice out there and their face out there like everyone else can, especially with technology today.
Exactly.
And then
I love
saying
it.
How
love
we can
it.
Help. Well, I think they probably answered it all in that mouthful of how we can help everyone. But it really is one great thing we're excited about with BizLinks TV Network is not only do we help them put on their own shows and get it out there, we added Roku and iTunes to our tool platforms out there now so it gets out there to even more people. But so we work with them and produce shows, but we're also going to open it up to syndication this year. So for folks that are already doing it themselves because of the ease of use of technology now and a lot of people grabbing onto live, I heard a lot of your guests talking about doing some live and doing more videos this year, so we're excited about that. So we really want to help them get it out. So instead of just promoting themselves and figuring out how to build their audience all themselves, they can tap into a network that's going to help them do that and instantly get out there through iTunes and Android and on Roku platforms and other platforms that we'll add this year.
I love it. I love it. So what is one unmarketing thing that you are using to market your business? And I know video is part of it, but what else you got?
Absolutely. The video for sure. And with that, our big initiative this year is Exposure 1000. So one thing I would say is focusing on the one thing. And that's our one thing. And what we want to do is expose. We've exposed over 800 businesses in the last 3 years through our platform and our network. But this year we have the big, hairy, audacious goal of exposing 1,000 businesses. So we want to get everyone's information out there. So it's really focusing on that one thing and that key thing, not trying to be all things to all people, but to really hone in on what we do best, and that's exposing businesses.
I love that. That is great. Now, what is your website?
Our website is www.bizlinks.tv, and BizLinks is spelled BizLinks.tv.
Awesome. Awesome. Thanks, Pam. I'm so glad that you were able to get back on. I know we have a few minutes. I'm looking at the time right now. So we got like 10 minutes. I have a couple people that are online, and I'm not sure you guys want to talk, but I'm going to unmute you one at a time just to see if you have a question for any of the people that are on. I want you to go ahead because you're going to have the stage. Okay, I'm opening up area code 718. Area code 718, you're open. Do you have a question or are you just listening here?
Yes, I do. I have a question.
Okay.
My name is Mother Evelyn Ball. All right, and I hear y'all was talking about getting marketing and how you can get your business started and all that. Well, I wasn't really into that, but you made a statement to get off your ass and get your book started. Right? And you know what? You're not the first one. So many people have told me to write my book. You know, but I've been on Boost Mode, Edgy in 1999. Then I got on Facebook 2004. But I was never like, I was always doing what God had me to do. Because I couldn't understand when I first got on Edgy why God had me on Edgy. So as I was on Edgy, I would start writing things what God had me to write about. And I only had certain people on my page because I would go to God and let God give it to God first. If you want me to accept this person, I'll take them. If not, I won't. That's how I am.
Right.
So I only started out with three, and then I wind up on Edgy. I think it was about 40 people were following me. And I'm like, okay, God, thank you, God. I'm like, I'm doing what you want me to do, but I don't know what's going on or whatever. So then I went to Facebook. But I was writing things where God had me to write on my page. And I had some people would come on my page. And, I mean, I had a hard time, but I had them know, hold on. This is not a hookup game. This is not looking for a man off the street or whatever. And you on my page, you will respect my page. I said, this is not my page. It belongs to God. And then they like, and then I had some prayer warriors that was on there. They're like, Mother, we got it. You know? I'm like, yeah, I know y'all got it. But sometimes, you know, the mother has to come in and step in and let them know. You know, you got to be safe and decent and in order. But I'm glad that I'm on here listening.
Good.
Apostle Latrice Taylor, has me on her website. I appreciate it. So now I guess I have to write my book.
I guess you do.
I appreciate that. I guess you do.
Carol, this is Anita. Can I jump in real quick? And
I was hoping you would. Come on, Anita. Yes, yes, please do that.
Well, our caller, I'm so glad you asked your question. I think you're like a lot of people out there. You have some knowledge and some experience and some information to share with the world. You're serving people with your wisdom. And I think I would highly encourage you to continue to do what you're doing. And perhaps what you're writing, whichever platform you're using, you can use that as a foundation for the content in your book, just as a foundation, and then you can further develop it. I would highly suggest, though, that you go ahead and sign up for the Online Business Success Summit to get some more information on the assets that I talk about that you might be sitting on and that others might be sitting on, and to find out how you can use those assets as content in your book or as messaging for your brand and your platform so you can continue to do the work that you're doing to serve people. Everybody has a story. Everybody, I believe, has a book in them. Now, people are at different stages of readiness to write it, but you sounds like you're on the journey to writing that book, and so I encourage you to continue, and then, of course, to learn as much as you can about writing a good book that's going to serve the people you're speaking to.
Thank
definitely.
You.
Thank you. Thank you
help.
So much. Yes, yes, yes. So definitely everyone, thank you so much. Thank you so much for commenting. I'm going to put you back on a mute right now, but I want everyone to know, I want you to sign up for the summit. Go to www.csicorporation.com/summit. Sign up right now. It is totally free for you to register. 15 experts, 5 days, one goal, to make your business successful. And if you want to upgrade today, remember all you have to do is enter SAVE20 when you upgrade, and you will get everything that the summit offers you. You'll see it for only $77. So I have another caller here. Your area code is 678. I am making you live now. Area code 678. Did you have a question or comment, or are you just listening? Okay, maybe you're just listening. Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining, and I'm gonna mute you back because, you know, some people just don't want to talk, and it's if you listen, it's fine, I tell you. So I'm putting you on a hot spot now. Okay, I have one more caller, area code 267. I am unmuting you now. Area code 267, did you have a comment? Hello? Nope.
Well, I don't know if that's me, but my number is 267. I just dialed in. I unfortunately dialed in late, so I didn't hear a lot of what went on, but I'm just starting a business that I have initiated a while ago, and I just wanted to get as much information as I could to market and
get
create
it out
a brand
there
for my product. Yes.
Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you for joining. Now, this is to everyone. This episode is going to be on demand. So don't think that you missed anything. As long as you go to csicorporation.com/podcast, you'll see all the episodes, so you haven't missed anything. You can listen later. And thank you so much for tuning in. What is your business? What is your business?
I have a skincare line.
Skincare. Ooh, I like it. Do you make it yourself or manufacture
yourself?
Yes,
I do.
Okay.
Yes,
so what's the
I
name
do.
Of it? What's the name?
It's a luxurious body scrub and luxury body butter.
It sounds awesome. So what I want you to do, have you signed up for the summit yet? Have you registered for it?
I haven't registered for the summit. My dear friend, Apostle Lugenia Rucker, gave me the information. So that's what encouraged me to make the connection. So I just wanted to make that connection and get whatever information I could.
Awesome. Lugenia, are you still on here?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Harriet, for joining us.
Oh, you are
thank
quite
you so
welcome.
Much.
Thank you.
Yes,
yes,
you definitely want to register today because this is going to be a powerful means of catapulting you to the next level with your business.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. You're in the right place at the right time.
This is Leah.
Yes.
Okay.
I just want to chime in.
Carol, this is Leah. Okay. I just want to chime in real quick and just say what happened just now is the power of the example of what happens when you show up. This young lady got on the phone. She's like, I couldn't catch all of it, but I wanted to catch whatever I could and find out what the opportunities are. And God just divinely lets you answer her call and ask her what her business was. And so now people who would never have known that she had a skincare product and that she had a business line, people are going to know that. And so I just encourage people to show up because you never know where that next connection, that next conversation, that next idea, the next door that God's going to open for you, you don't know where it's coming from. But if you don't show up, you don't give him a chance.
That's right. Amen.
So show
Amen.
Show up.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's what this is all about. That's what my podcast is all about. That's what the summit is all about. So definitely I want you to definitely register for the summit. And remember today, if you want to go ahead and upgrade, save $20. I mean, saving $20 is saving $20. I'm telling y'all. So we have gone over our time a little bit, but that is okay because the people who are listening live unfortunately can't hear this right now. But if you listen on demand, you'll be able to get everything in there. So I want to thank my guests. Oh, my guests, y'all are awesome, totally awesome. Y'all have been stupendous, stupendously awesome. So I want everyone. The next click you make needs to be to go over to the summit, www.csicorporation.com/summit. Go ahead and sign up right now today because it does start on Monday. And the other thing is if you don't sign up before Monday, if you don't upgrade before Monday, you'll have to pay a little bit more money than you are now. So we don't want that to happen. So I want to say to everyone, thank you so much for joining in. Thank you for sharing your goodness, your awesomeness. You are awesome. I love you all. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And please join me again next Thursday, 1 p.m. Eastern. So to everyone, I will see you on the summit. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. We truly appreciate it. For information about guests, products, or services that were mentioned in this episode, log on to our website at www.csicorporation.com/unmarketing. To learn more, get a glimpse of our upcoming schedule, and join the Unmarketing Nation of entrepreneurs who are using marketing techniques that work right now. Until next time, keep moving forward.